reading in Numbers. We're at Numbers chapter 8. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and say to him, 'When you mount the lamps, the seven lamps will give light in the front of the lampstand.' Aaron therefore did so. He mounted its lamps at the front of the lampstand, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Now this was the workmanship of the lampstand, hammered wood work of gold from its base to its flowers. It was hammered work according to the pattern which the Lord had showed Moses, so he made the lampstand. Again the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 'Take the Levites from among the sons of Israel and cleanse them, and thus you shall do to them for their cleansing. Sprinkle purifying water on them, and let them use a razor over their whole body, and wash their clothes, and they shall be clean. Then let them take a bull with its grain offering, fine flour mixed with oil, and a second bull you shall take for a sin offering. So you shall present the Levites before the tent of meeting. You shall also assemble the whole congregation of the sons of Israel and present the Levites before the Lord, and the sons of Israel shall lay their hands on the Levites. Aaron then shall present the Levites before the Lord as a wave offering from the sons of Israel, that they may qualify to perform the service of the Lord. Now the Levites shall lay their hands on the heads of the bulls, then offer the one for a sin offering and the other for a burnt offering to the Lord, to make atonement for the Levites. And you shall have the Levites stand before Aaron and before his sons, so as to present them as a wave offering to the Lord. Thus you shall separate the Levites from among the sons of Israel, and the Levites shall be mine. Then after that, the Levites may go in to serve the tent of meeting, but you shall cleanse them and present them as a wave offering, for they are wholly given to me from among the sons of Israel. I have taken them for myself instead of every first issue of the womb, the firstborn of all the sons of Israel. For every firstborn among the sons of Israel is mine among the men and among the animals. On the day that I struck down all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I sanctified them for myself, but I have taken the Levites instead of every firstborn among the sons of Israel, and I have given the Levites as a gift to Aaron and to his sons from among the sons of Israel, to perform the service of the sons of Israel at the tent of meeting, and to make atonement on behalf of the sons of Israel, that there may be no plague among the sons of Israel by their coming near to the sanctuary.' Thus did Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the sons of Israel to the Levites, according to all that the Lord had commanded Moses concerning the Levites, so the sons of Israel did to them. The Levites, too, purified themselves from sin and washed their clothes, and Aaron presented them as a wave offering before the Lord. Aaron also made atonement for them to cleanse them. Then after that, the Levites went in to perform their service in the tent of meeting before Aaron and before his sons, just as the Lord had commanded Moses concerning the Levites, so they did to them. Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 'This is what applies to the Levites. From 25 years old and upward, they shall enter to perform service in the work of the tent of meeting. But at the age of 50 years, they shall retire from service in the work and not work any more. They may, however, assist their brothers in the tent of meeting to keep an obligation, but they themselves shall do no work. Thus you shall deal with the Levites concerning their obligations.'" Thus reads God's word. Amen. Numbers 8:19. "And I have given the Levites as a gift to Aaron and to his sons from among the sons of Israel to perform the service of the sons of Israel at the tent of meeting, and to make atonement on behalf of the sons of Israel, that there may be no plague among the sons of Israel by their coming near to the sanctuary." In this morning's reading, we have the direct commandment of the Lord as to how to prepare the Levites for service unto the priests and unto the Lord. The chapter deals with the manner of their preparation and the means of their sanctification before the holiness of God. It is important to recognize that the Levites were not priests. They were taken as a tribe from the midst of the other tribes of the Israelites to serve the Lord as the representation of all the firstborn of the nation. They were the Lord's own, And the Lord gave them to the sons of Aaron, the priestly order, to help with all the heavy labor concerning the service of the tent of meeting, and later the temple of the Lord. Accordingly, they were the buffer between the rest of the nation and the holy ground surrounding the tent of meeting in the placement of their encampment. If you will recall, in Numbers 1, 52 and 53, God specifically set them around the tent of meeting in order to protect the rest of the people from harm. Numbers 1, 52 and 53, "And the sons of Israel shall camp, each man by his own camp, and each man by his own standard, according to their armies. But the Levites shall camp around the tabernacle of the testimony, that there may be no wrath on the congregation of the sons of Israel. So the Levites shall keep charge of the tabernacle of the testimony." This service as a buffer was reinforced, as in this morning's text, because it was so important that the holiness of God was always in place in the heart of His people. They were to never forget that they were dealing with the only living Lord God Almighty, who is the essence and is the very being of holiness. The Levites represented that respect for the awesome holiness of God as they surrounded the tent of meeting, as a constant reminder to the nation that God's presence was never to be taken lightly or haphazardly. His holiness was ever before the nation by the means of the barrier that the Levites represented. As well, they also showed the grace and the mercy of God in that very provision of the barrier. They kept any person who might unintentionally come close to the tent of meeting from being annihilated in that wayward walk. They were positioned by God's own directive and statement as a means of protecting the whole nation from such a wrathful judgment. Their very presence showed that God was concerned for and making His love for His people evident through such a visible means of safeguarding them. In terms of their being the gift of God to the priests for their use in the help and service of the tent of meeting and later in the temple, please turn back to Numbers 3, verses 6 through 10, so we can read this together. Numbers 3, verses 6 through 10. "Bring the tribe of Levi near, and set them before Aaron the priest, that they may serve him. And they shall perform the duties for him and for the whole congregation before the tent of meeting, to do the service of the tabernacle. They shall also keep all the furnishings of the tent of meeting, along with the duties of the sons of Israel, to do the service of the tabernacle. You shall thus give the Levites to Aaron and to his sons. They are wholly given to him from among the sons of Israel. So you shall appoint Aaron and his sons, that they may keep their priesthood. But the layman who comes near shall be put to death." Again, there is the provision of the Lord to keep the rest of the nation safe from transgressing against the holy place of the Lord. Still, the bulk of the passage stipulates the fact that because this tribe of Levi was the Lord's inheritance among the nation, He was giving them to the priests to help with all those necessary tasks that were vital for the service of the Lord in dealing with the elements of the tent and all its furnishings. There were required duties that needed to be handled and accomplished with regard to the fact that the tabernacle of the Lord was to be packed up and carried throughout the journeys in the wilderness, and then set up at the end of each segment of that march until the people were settled in the promised land. The priestly order had their prescribed assignments, and the Lord knew that they needed help with the physical labor. Therefore, He made this provision through the Levites. And Phil pointed out something a number of weeks ago. In reading Scripture, only the Levites were allowed to retire. At age 50, they were allowed to quit that work. The priests and everyone else worked till death. But because this labor was so heavy and so important, the Levites were given that age of retirement by the Lord. As well, the Levites were to receive the honor of the people as being chosen for this strenuous commission set apart for the service of the priests and the Lord. This chapter detailed the manner in which they were sanctified before the nation and before God. They went through a whole regimen of preparation in order to show that they were set apart to the Lord and to the task of serving the priests. They were cleansed with water, both their bodies and their clothes. All the hair was shaved from their bodies, thus removing all the dirt and the oils and any other residue that might have been entangled therein. And please note that this was a one-time shaving, simply to show the nation that these men were being sanctified unto the Lord. Then the whole nation gathered together before the tent of meeting as the tribe of Levi was bringing the bulls and the grain offerings of sacrifice before the Lord. First, the people would lay their hands on the Levites, showing that substitutionary place of the Levites as the ransom for the firstborn. This was the public declaration that these men were the replacement and the redemption of the entire firstborn of Israel as belonging to the Lord. Then the priests would stand among the Levites and grasp their shoulders and wave them back and forth as a wave offering to the Lord. The Levites then placed their hands upon the heads of the bulls, completing the double substitutionary element of their sanctification and atonement before God. This was all the means of the most public display that the Lord was accepting this tribe for the sake of the entire nation, and then giving them to the priests as servants for life to the necessary tasks at hand. This was reinforced as we can read together in Numbers 18, 2 through 6. Numbers 18, 2 through 6. But bring with you also your brothers, the tribe of Levi, the tribe of your father, that they may be joined with you and serve you while you and your sons with you are before the tent of the testimony. And they shall thus attend to your obligation and the obligation of all the tent. But they shall not come near to the furnishings of the sanctuary and the altar, lest both they and you die. And they shall be joined with you and attend to the obligations of the tent of meeting for all the service of the tent. But an outsider may not come near you. So you shall attend to the obligations of the sanctuary and the obligations of the altar, that there may no longer be wrath on the sons of Israel. And behold, I myself have taken your fellow Levites from among the sons of Israel. They are a gift to you, dedicated to the Lord, to perform the service for the tent of meeting. Throughout all of this, the care to consider the holiness of God had to be preeminent in the consciousness of the people. God was never to be taken lightly, or just as a mere philosophical consideration. All the elements of the tent of meeting were to be deliberately and very carefully managed under the precise instructions given by God. Nothing was to be done in any manner other than in the way that was so specified by the Lord. This absolute attention to honoring God was reinforced much later in the history of Israel at the deaths of Eli's sons. They did not regard their priestly office with anything close to honoring the Lord and being His instruments of holiness and righteousness in their duties. They simply did the work as a job and sought to enrich themselves and to increase their standing at what eventually cost them their lives and ended the priestly line from Eli. His sons took the Ark of the Lord into battle against the Philistines, and it was captured and they were slain. The Philistines then tried to capitalize on the Ark of the Covenant and suffered sorely as a result. They finally sent the ark away in order to get it out of their land. The Lord dealt very harshly with this whole lack of the consideration of His holiness and His honor and His righteousness, as we read in 1 Samuel 6:19-20. 1 Samuel 6:19-20. And He struck down some of the men of Beth Shemesh, because they had looked into the ark of the Lord. He struck down of all the people 50,070 men, and the people mourned because the Lord had struck the people with a great slaughter. And the men of Beth Shemesh said, "Who is able to stand before the Lord, this holy God, and to whom shall He go up from us?" The ark was eventually returned to the Israelites and kept safe until such a time as it could be moved to Jerusalem by King David. Even then, there was the terrible consequence visited upon Uzzah as he touched the ark when it appeared to be falling out of the oxen cart by which it was being carried. Here was the severest penalty for not holding the true holiness of God as preeminent and following His so very specific guidelines to deal with God's holiness and with His holy articles in the precise manner of His instructions. David thought he knew better than the Lord and wanted to use his human inventive ideas above that which was ordained by God. The death of Uzzah was a direct result of not honoring God's holiness and His instructions. This did not mean that everything that King David understood and did was false or out of line. At the end of David's life, in preparation for the building of the temple and the service of the Levites therein, David received from God and relayed instructions concerning the new requirements that would be in place for the tribe of Levi. If you would please turn to 1 Chronicles 23, verses 25 through 32, we can read those guidelines together. 1 Chronicles 23, 25 through 32. For David said, "The Lord God of Israel has given rest to His people, and He dwells in Jerusalem forever. And also the Levites will no longer need to carry the tabernacle and all its utensils for its service." For by the last words of David, the sons of Levi were numbered from 20 years old and upward. For their office is to assist the sons of Aaron with the service of the house of the Lord, in the courts and in the chambers and in the purifying of all holy things, even the work of the service of the house of God, and with the showbread and the fine flour for a grain offering and unleavened wafers, or what is baked in the pan, or what is well mixed, and all measures of volume and size. And they are to stand every morning to thank and to praise the Lord, and likewise at evening, and to offer all burnt offerings to the Lord on the Sabbaths, the new moons, and the fixed festivals, and the numbers set by the ordinance concerning them, continually before the Lord. Thus they are to keep charge of the tent of meeting, and charge of the holy place, and charge of the sons of Aaron, their relatives, for the service of the house of the Lord. The duties and the responsibilities of the Levites had increased, and the need for a greater number of them was evident. Therefore, the age of service, which included 5 years of training, was lowered to 20, and they were now dealing with the temple and the daily offerings of praise, and whatever else was required of them in service to the Lord. This consecratedness of the Levites was in evidence later, as King Hezekiah reestablished the temple service, as recounted in 2 Chronicles 29, 31 through 36. Here it is evident that the Levites had maintained their full commitment to the Lord and to His service, despite the seeming lack of that consecration by the priestly order. 2 Chronicles 29, 31 through 36. Then Hezekiah answered and said, "Now that you have consecrated yourselves to the Lord, come near and bring sacrifices and thank offerings to the house of the Lord." And the assembly brought sacrifices and thank offerings, and all those who were willing brought burnt offerings. And the number of the burnt offerings which the assembly brought was 70 bulls, 100 rams, and 200 lambs. All these were for a burnt offering to the Lord. And the consecrated things were 600 bulls and 3,000 sheep. But the priests were too few, so that they were unable to skin all the burnt offerings. Therefore their brothers the Levites helped them until the work was completed, and until the other priests had consecrated themselves. For the Levites were more conscientious to consecrate themselves than the priests. And there were so many burnt offerings with the fat of the peace offerings and with the libations for the burnt offerings. Thus the service of the house of the Lord was established again. Then Hezekiah and all the people rejoiced over what God had prepared for the people, because the thing came about suddenly. Another king who had the need for the consecrated service of the Levites was King Josiah, as recounted in 2 Chronicles 35, 1 through 6. He recognized that the Lord considered the Levites to be His own and holy unto the Lord. Therefore, when it was the appropriate time, He gave them some respite from their having to carry the Ark of the Covenant all the time, and had them place it in the temple which Solomon had constructed. 2 Chronicles 35, 1-6. Then Josiah celebrated the Passover to the Lord in Jerusalem, and they slaughtered the Passover animals on the 14th day of the first month. And he set the priests in their offices and encouraged them in the service of the house of the Lord. He also said to the Levites, who taught all Israel and who were holy to the Lord, "Put the holy ark in the house which Solomon the son of David, king of Israel, built. It will be a burden on your shoulders no longer. Now serve the Lord your God and His people Israel, and prepare yourselves by your father's households and your divisions, according to the writing of David, king of Israel, and according to the writing of his son Solomon. Moreover, stand in the holy place, according to the sections of the father's households of your brethren, the lay people, and according to the Levites, by division of a father's household. Now slaughter the Passover animals, sanctify yourselves, and prepare for your brethren to do according to the word of the Lord by Moses." In these passages, we see the hand of God upon these His Levites in their service unto Him in both the tent of meeting and the temple, and with all the holy articles that were consecrated unto the Lord. They should be an example to us of how we are to be holy unto the Lord. He has chosen us unto Himself in Jesus Christ. We are to never treat Him with anything less than the full measure of commitment and dedication and reverence that He alone deserves. We know the Levites were not always perfect in their service, and neither are we. However, the Lord does give us in His holy word the witness that the Levites were serving Him when all others had turned away and chosen to serve themselves. Their threefold manner of serving God should be our course of life as we deal with our families, with our friends and associates, with our brothers and sisters in Christ, and with our own hearts of honor and reverence unto God. So be it. And I have given the Levites as a gift to Aaron and to his sons from among the sons of Israel to perform the service of the sons of Israel at the tent of meeting and to make atonement on behalf of the sons of Israel, that there may be no plague among the sons of Israel by their coming near to the sanctuary. Amen.